Use number 2359, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2359 for J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company for 102 multifamily units based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this property has been recommended for approval of a change of zone from AR to MR, medium density residential. The purpose of the MR zone is to provide housing in an area which is expected to become urban in character and where central water and sewer is available. This conditional use application for multifamily units is in compliance with the purposes of the MR zone. Two, both central water and central sewer will be available to this site. Three, this site is the location of the Gills Neck Road and the Kings Highway lighted intersection and the Kings Highway and Cave Neck Road lighted intersection. DelDOT is also planning to improve the Kings Highway corridor in the near future. Multifamily development is appropriate for this property in the area of these roadways and intersections. Four, the property is in the immediate vicinity of other properties with a variety of business, commercial, and institutional uses. The site is near the Cape and Lopen High School campus. It's near the city of Lewis with nearby mixed residential, general commercial, and community facility zoning districts within the city. Some nearby residential uses include Dutchman's Harvest within the city of Lewis with 17.7 per units to the acre, Jefferson Apartments within the city of Lewis with 9.8 units per acre, the Moorings at Lewis in Sussex County with 6.4 units per acre, and Henlopen Gardens in the city of Lewis with 5.5 units per acre. This is also the last parcel of the planned development of Gills Neck Road with an appropriate density transitioning between the adjacent B1 property on one side and the existing multifamily units on the other side. This conditional use at approximately six units per acre is consistent with other zoning and multifamily developments in the area. Five, DelDOT has reviewed the proposed project and has determined that its traffic impact will be minor. When DelDOT determines that the traffic impact will be minor, a project is eligible to pay an area-wide study fee instead of obtaining a traffic impact study. Paying this fee does not eliminate the developer's obligation to construct or pay for off-site road improvements that are required by DelDOT. This project has also already been incorporated into other existing traffic impact studies and traffic operational analysis, as well as DelDOT's contract number T20221901 for US 9 Kings Highway, Dartmouth Drive to Freeman Highway. As the site plan is finalized, DelDOT will also require the developer to provide safe vehicular and pedestrian movement onto Gills Neck Road and Kings Highway. Six, the proposed multifamily conditional use meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county in an appropriate location. Seven, the proposed use is consistent with the county's comprehensive land use plan. It is the coastal area, according to the plan, which is a growth area. The plan states that medium and higher densities can be appropriate where, like here, there are features such as central water and sewer and nearby commercial uses and employment centers. The plan also states that a range of housing types such as should be permitted in the coastal area, including single-family homes, townhomes, and multifamily units. Eight, there is no evidence this project will adversely affect the neighboring properties, area roadways, or community facilities. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 102 units within the development. B, all entrances, intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DelDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DelDOT's determination. C, the recreational amenities shall include cottage courts, pocket parks, green area, and a central amenity area, including a pool with at least 10,000 square feet of surface area and a community center clubhouse of at least 2,000 square feet in size. These amenities shall be completed within the development as follows. The community clubhouse and pool shall be completed on or before the 60th residential building permit, and to the other amenities shall be completed as the adjacent dwellings are completed. D, central sewer shall be provided to the development by Sussex County. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the Sussex County Engineering Department. E, the development shall be served by a central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. F, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements, and the project shall utilize best management practices to construct and maintain these fixtures. The final site plan shall contain the approval of Sussex Conservation District. G, Interior street design shall comply with or exceed Sussex County standards. However, the Sussex County street design standards shall not apply to the parking lanes within the development. H, this project is interconnected with the adjacent commercial areas facing Kings Highway as well as the governor's community, which is itself interconnected with the senator's community. This interconnection is part of the larger plan for the residential development of Kings Highway and Gills Neck Road. This interconnectivity is important and necessary for safe vehicular and pedestrian movement within the developments to provide a means of access to and from them, in addition to using Gills Neck Road. This interconnectivity has been part of the developer's master plan for this entire area, and it has been shown and approved by Sussex County at each stage of development along Gills Neck Road. Therefore, once construction is completed, this interconnectivity must remain open to all vehicular traffic at all times without obstruction. I, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographic Information Office. J, the applicant shall consult with the local school district's transportation manager to determine if a school bus stop is appropriate. If it is, the location of such a bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. K, construction, site work, and deliveries shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, and on Saturdays between October 1st and April 30th. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. L, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan for the development showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design for the community and including the transitional landscaping used to screen the common boundaries between this development and Governor's. No buffering shall be required along the stormwater ponds shared with the adjacent Governor's community. The landscape plan shall identify all limits of disturbance within the site, and these limits of disturbance shall be clearly marked on the site itself. M, the applicant shall form a condominium association that shall be responsible for the maintenance of all interior roadways and parking areas, buildings, buffers, stormwater management areas, recreational amenities, and open space. N, all lighting on the site shall be shielded and downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. O, the development shall comply with the requirements of Chapter 89 of the Sussex County Code, and the following notes shall be included within the final site plan to ensure the long-term viability of the wellhead protection area. During construction document plan review, the applicant developer shall provide verification of to the Sussex County Engineering Department that the post-development recharge exceeds the pre-development volume as calculated within the water climactic budget. Additional recharge may be required if the side slope infiltration in the existing stormwater management ponds do not meet this requirement. Rooftop air conditioning system components requiring intermittent unit blowdown are prohibited within the cottages project. The recorded condominium declaration for the cottages shall include this prohibition. P, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. Q, the final site plan shall depict or note these conditions of approval, and it shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex Planning and Zoning Commission. That's the motion.
I second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2359, J.G. Townsend Jr. and Company, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
All right.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Hoy Stevens.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0.